Mohamed Messaoui, the head of France's representative Muslim council, and Gilles Bernheim, tapped to become the next grand rabbi of France, are both intellectuals who preside, in their separate positions, over Europe's largest Muslim and Jewish communities. France is home to between 5 to 7 million Muslims and roughly 500,000 to 600,000 Jews. In interviews on French radio and in newspapers, both leaders call for a new openness, with Mr. Bernheim specifically talking about the need to reach out to those outside the Jewish faith.
Pas la différence dans la pratique religieuse, mais peut-être dans ce souci.
Mr. Bernheim said it was important for the Jewish religion to reach out to non-Jews and offer solutions to problems people of all faiths share. He said it was important to reach out by speaking, but also by writing articles and books. The 56-year-old Paris rabbi takes over his job as France's grand rabbi next January. He presides over a community that has witnessed a rise in anti-Semitism, although the numbers of incidents have declined over the past 2 years. Still, a Jewish youth remains in critical condition at a Paris hospital after being attacked Saturday night in what might be a new act of anti-Semitism. Mr. Moussaoui is a 44-year-old imam from Morocco, who also works as a math instructor at the University of Avignon in southern France. His election to head the representative Muslim council reflects the battling branches of French Islam, divided partly by national origin. The previous council head, Algeria-supported Dalil Boubacar, boycotted the June vote.
Le Conseil français de culte musulman doit s'atteler à faire des mosquées.
In an interview with Radio France, Moussaoui said it was important for French mosques to be places open to the world and sites of peace. He has called for launching open-door days in mosques so the public can visit, but also for building mosques that do justice to France's second-largest religion. Some Muslims complain about the difficulties of building new mosques in France, forcing them to pray in less formal places, like apartments. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.